Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Sissies, we are in a state.
Is there a new flavor of Oreos?
No.
Oh, they finally started a gay men who can knit subreddit?
No. And if they did that subreddit, I would report it for being sad.
Well, what is it then? Some new Keira Knightley movie?
Close. Sissies, we are excited for Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Now on Hulu. Oh yeah, it looks delish, and the guys are really hot.
It's not only about the hot men, Maddie. This is a high-class show, and Lisa Vanderpump is taking us across the pond. Sissies, in this gorgeous new show, you can join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
With really hot French guys?
No. Well, maybe. Stop distracting me. Sissies, meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. But don't get it twisted. The staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards as they try to provide once-in-a-lifetime experiences for their guests.
True. And Lisa has a staff. Mixologists, chefs, housekeepers, event coordinators, and a chateau manager.
Who's really, really hot.
I knew you'd get there. But sissies, not everybody has what it takes.
Oh no, it gets messy. So get prepared, sissies, because Vanderpump Villa has first-class luxury and world-class drama.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
Welcome to 90 Day Gays.
Welcome to 90 Day Gays.
Before the 90 Days, season 4.
Maybe we have everybody? New people. Virgins.
People who listen to us aren't virgins.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyoncé.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love. It's 90-day gate. Let's love.
You know what? If you are, you're learning a lot.
You're learning a lot. I mean, unless,
especially about gay sex.
Unless you're a child, then
can
that's
I put my
fine.
Foot on this?
Yeah, you may.
All right, thank you.
Y'all, welcome to 90 Day Gays.
Welcome.
This is Matt, aka Matt Marr, or Maddie, and that was
sorry,
terrible.
You literally just stumbled over everything. Please do that again.
What? This is Matt Marr, aka Maddie.
And I'm Jake, aka Poodle.
Jake Anthony.
What if I just want to be known as, oh God.
Because nobody's going to be known as just Jake unless it's like
never know.
That song about a dog.
Jake, he's been a good. That tormented me my entire elementary school life.
Oh, because it was
be
called
Jake. And he's been a good dog.
And you were scared to eat anyway.
And now it's like, now it's Jake from State Farm.
Oh.
Anyway.
That's true.
I don't really give a shit, though, because people who say that, I just stop listening.
Y'all, if you're new to our show, though.
Welcome.
We are. Maybe you heard of us on
Screen Rant's number one bonus show, reality recap show you should be watching.
Yes. Y'all, we were rated, like they had a top 10 listicle, and we were number one. We were very.
I started crying in the grocery store.
He did, and he tried to call me, and it was like, woo, woo. It was bad. It was bad.
The meat section, y'all, and an old woman looked at me.
He already gets overstimulated in the grocery store.
Y'all, you know those people who are on their phones in the grocery store who just walk around the aisles? They go up and down the aisles. They're not even getting anything.
They're not.
They're just talking on the phone.
And if they're talking on the speaker, then those people deserve a nice place
those
in hell.
They're inhuman.
They're inhuman. They're inhuman.
If you're on your speakerphone in the grocery store, something's wrong with
something's
you.
Something's wrong with you.
If you do, come at us and explain yourself.
Come at us.
Because I need to know.
We all need to know.
Like I guarantee you there's like not
Enrique
a good reason.
Iglesias, we need to know.
Unless you're taking care of your infirm mother.
That's a good reason.
And even then, she'd probably be like, "You don't. No one needs to hear me."
No, but she's like, "Just turn it off, Daryl.
Turn it off,
honey. Okay, Mama. Sorry, I miss you."
It's always Daryl.
It's always Daryl. Y'all, we're recapping Before the 90 Days.
You said that before.
Season 4.
That's what I said.
You did? I wasn't listening.
I know.
Wasn't
you don't listen
listening.
When I speak. So, Before the 90 Days, Season 4. This is the season premiere.
Season premiere. We're going to jump in a second. We have a couple of announcements just to clarify things. Poodle, what's our first announcement?
You know what we did also tonight?
What?
On our Patreon, we just recorded Before the 90 Days season premiere of season 2.
That's true. So we're starting.
We're doing back issues, y'all, of Before the 90 Days. We've never seen these shows before.
And we're confused as fuck because y'all know we can't keep shit straight. So we're like, what are we doing?
Like, we had almost a snit fight about who was on this episode. Wait, and I was really confused.
Darcy's on this? Wait, no. It's like,
but yeah,
Rachel?
Season 2, what? Y'all, is the continuation of Darcy and Jesse. And who else?
We just watched it 2 hours ago, and it feels like a week. It's Darcy and Jesse. Where we meet Angela
Paul
and Mike.
Paul
and Carini. First time we meet Angela and Michael.
Ricky. The girl who looks like a blow-up doll.
Yes. That we don't know if he's going to meet.
We don't know if she's real.
And then there's someone else.
Rachel. Rachel and the guy who wants to protect her.
Oh, the hot British guy that we think is crazy.
Yeah.
John.
Who already you can tell has rage issues.
But, yeah, y'all, he's taking some human
growth hormone. And she just brought a baby to
visit. She's bringing a baby. Oh, that's this season. So, see, I'm already starting. I was like, and Yolanda.
Anyway, y'all, we're having a good time on that, and that's on our Patreon.
So, this, if you're interested in the Patreon, this is a good time to jump on it.
It's a new season, y'all.
And also, there might be.
New season, new us. Not really. We're the same.
And there might be another reason why you want to jump on our Patreon.
Oh, some of you have been asking about
it. Some of you have been asking about this.
Oh, my.
And we've wasted our entire fucking weekend because y'all have been watching this goddamn show.
I've eaten so much garbage unwillingly,
but we willingly. Are recapping.
We're doing Love is Blind,
Love is
y'all.
Blind, y'all.
Love is Blind.
Now, listen, Poodle said originally we should do a bi-curious episode because I'm gonna say
I kind of demanded it.
Poodle was right, we should watch this
hold
show.
Hold on, one more time. My earphones cut out.
Poodle was a cunt. I mean, right,
yeah, one more time. And why?
Poodle was right because we should have watched this.
And you said
however,
no.
However, I did say no. He wanted to do just one bi-curious episode. But as soon as I saw the guys working out together in the episode one, I said, we're recapping the entire
and this
show.
And this is, you guys, just to further.
Every episode.
Love is Blind on Netflix. And it's this train wreck of a show by the same producer of Married at First Sight that hosts is Nick Lachey and Vanessa Lachey.
Lachey.
The holograms of such people.
I think they were built by the same fembots who built Fembot.
Anyway, the show is a fucking, like, ice storm of a disaster.
It's true.
It's awful.
It's awful.
But we loved it.
We love some people. We hate some people.
Jessica. Amber.
Amber. But so this is how this is going to work, y'all. We are recapping all, there's 10 episodes.
Yep.
So bear with me, y'all. If you're driving or if you're playing on your phone, listen.
We're going to put it in the show notes.
Get it straight. We'll put it in the show notes. But we're dropping the first two episodes of Love is
Blind.
In
our regular podcast.
On the podcast. So on the regular podcast.
One and two on the podcast.
One and two. We're dropping that on Tuesday night.
Tuesday night, everybody.
All of you listening to this will be able to listen to that. The rest of the episodes, because y'all, we took off work to fucking do this, are going to be on the Patreon.
So that's 3 through 9 is going to be on the Patreon.
And they're going to be at the $5 tier, just so everybody
knows.
And
this is even crazier, y'all. also at the $5 tier for the finale, which is going to be released this Thursday, the 28th.
Thursday, the 28th.
At midnight.
I think it's actually
on
the
Pacific time.
Is it the 28th? I want to say.
No, you're right. 27th.
It's the 27th. So the
at midnight. So we're not gonna do anything at midnight.
Well, I might be doing something at midnight, but I'm not going to tell you about that.
So it's going to be released on the 27th, and then we were going to do on Friday. That gives people time to watch, right?
Friday at 5 p.m.
Pacific time,
which is 6 Mountain, 7 Central.
Yes, Poodle.
7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. That's Friday night, y'all.
And y'all know from...
Get your babysitter.
From TV Co., Poodle couldn't really do time. For time
it took so everything good. I just had.
So what we're doing for that is... and we'll,
it's a Discord, y'all.
They don't know what that is. I'm going to put it in the show notes. Discord, it's kind of like a Google Hangout.
They might.
You can sign up for free. And basically, once you do, we're going to do a live stream. So at 5 o'clock Pacific time, you can talk to us and we can talk to you.
We can talk to you and answer your questions.
About this marriage episode and what we think of it.
I will be taking marriage proposals.
We are hoping that we don't fuck up the tech on this. We don't know how it's going to go. We've never done Discord in our lives.
We've never done Discord.
But everybody tells us it's easy. So what could go wrong?
Okay.
What could go wrong? But there won't be a podcast of episode 10. Just a Discord.
And you guys, we're not going to record it because we don't know how to do that yet.
And you can't, so come for it live or come for it not.
Or come for it not.
Come
exactly.
For it not.
Or don't come for it at all. And don't come for me because I'll come for you.
Just come on him. That's all he wants.
I prefer it.
So I think that, could that be more confusing? Rewind if you need to listen to it again. But that's what's going on with Love is Blind.
So I'll bookend it. Episode this 1 and 2
concise.
Of Love is Blind
already
on the podcast.
Yes.
Episode 3 through 9 on the Patreon.
Yes.
We're doing a Discord of episode 10, February 28th, this Friday.
At 5 p.m.
Look how concise that was.
Pacific
You're
time.
Welcome.
Well, you stumbled a couple of times, but that's okay.
Better than you.
You're half drunk.
Possibly.
Now, also, our merch, for some of y'all, there was a sale this weekend. I think the sale's gone, but y'all, we switch merch. So for our big titty girls, come at us because we got sizes that fit you now. See, we listen
big
to y'all.
Big titty girls that big make the world go round.
Or as big boys. It goes up to like 5X in men and 3X in women. So
they have ladies shirts now for ladies.
And I just want to say, I've done all this, y'all, because you have told us in the Sissy Squad on Instagram and Twitter
have,
that this is what
us,
you want.
And it was good to hear.
No, but you said, I want this show, I want bigger shirts, and we're not listening to you.
Also, the company is called T Public.
Yeah.
Not a huge fan of the name, but we like them.
We do like them.
T-E-E Public, as in T-shirt.
Yes. Mm-hmm. All right, let's jump into this, I think, right?
There's one more thing we need to talk
about.
Well,
this is regarding the show.
Exactly. We had posted this on Instagram and on Facebook.
Yeah, for anybody listening, this is going to be...
Trigger warning.
Trigger warning about sexual assault. It'll be done by, I'm going to say, 11:30. You can fast forward a minute and a half.
Just spousal abuse, not sexual assault.
Spousal abuse.
We will not be covering Jeffrey from this upcoming season because basically this man's got legal trouble. And
you Google him, you'll be horrified.
Trouble
be
with
careful.
The law for back 10 to 15 years. And it was kind of consistently brought to our attention that he's basically been arrested for beating up his girlfriend, his wife.
Yeah, we don't want to go into specifics.
We're not going to go into specifics. If you want to look at Stargasm or Sarcasm, if you Google it, you can see it. From
shout
Jeffrey.
Out to Kyle and Kim at Cray Cray because they actually are the ones that let us know they're not doing it.
Right, and Fraud is not doing it either.
Fraud, and as in solidarity, we're just like, fuck this guy.
He's a fucker, y'all. We're not even going to, like, and we've had fuckers on the show before, but we didn't know it was this bad.
It hurts Poodle that he has a friend from Russia named Olga, but what can you do? What can you
also,
do?
Also, y'all, from just the teasers, his body was hot, but he's still a terrible person.
He's terrible. And that's,
That perhaps hurts the most.
That hurts the most. And on that, we're going to move on because people are going to jump back
Fuck
in.
Fuck him.
Okay.
So let's dig into Lonely
show.
Heart of season 4 before the 90 days.
Yes.
Who's Bighead?
Bighead.
Now, I had specifically said over and over again that unless there was a huge reason why I can't make fun of Big Ed's appearance, maybe like a genetic abnormality, I was going to read him until fit for filth.
And there was.
So you can't say anything about
so
that.
So I won't. That's the fact that Big Ed has no neck is something he can't change.
It doesn't bother me at
it's
all.
It's a genetic abnormality. However, I can read him for his jet black hair.
It's jet black.
And his refusal to be honest with the girl of what he looks like, you know.
Yeah. I mean, he's just his height. They video chat.
He's 4'11".
I mean, yeah. I feel like he's being almost more honest than Yolanda.
True. But no, right? Yolanda's seen, he's seen pictures of Yolanda.
Well, I know, but you know, she's video chat. You know, I think, well, we're going to jump into this, but mark my words.
Mark my words.
Big Ed's not going to be the crazy person in this relationship. Don't think it's going to happen.
Her name is Rose Marie, and all I can think of is the Dick Van Dyke Show.
Yep,
Rose Marie and Maury Amsterdam.
They probably saw like old reruns. It's hot.
My name is Rose Marie. So I kind of wish her name was Baby Rose. So shout out the Patreon of Larry's dog from
Baby
Before the
Rose.
9 Days season one, Baby Rose.
Baby Rose, Baby Rose.
He'll be like, yeah, I had enough with this.
Gotten this guy.
Gotten fucked in the ass right behind a dumpster by a dachshund.
Baby Rose was a whore. Just give me a cheeseburger,
and y'all,
Dad.
Just be aware, that is a dog.
It's a dog.
And we're sex positive about dogs, too. They can do whatever they want.
Everybody could be.
Mm-hmm.
So it's Bigot. This is the first time. So they're revamping. This is a little bit of an overall thing, but I think it applies to him as well. They're kind of revamping the show, I feel like, a little bit. Like, we notice there's a new logo and colors. There's Plain is gone. But also,
yeah,
this
thanks,
is the
so we
first
had to change
time,
our fucking logo.
Like, over half of them are social media people. Have you noticed
Yes.
that? And they're all meeting on Instagram now. And 90 Day Fiancé, by the way, has an Instagram and Twitter, y'all. It's at 90 Day Fiancé now.
And then the first season of Before the 90 Days, a lot of people had met in person before. Or it was they went on like things like Filipino Cupid.
Yes.
Filipino Cupid.
I was working at McDonald's, Larry, and I was jacking off to the Big Mac sauce, and then I met this girl in Filipino Cupid.
I had to go walk Baby Rose, and then I saw this. You saw her face on Filipino Cupid.
Well, you know what? And Jenny and Larry are still married. We just
Stranger
learned that.
Things have happened.
Stranger things have happened.
Jenny with the bitchiest face in the world.
She never was happy.
Even her wedding day, y'all. There's a picture, and she's like, smelling a bad fart.
It's true. The show also felt different. The musical choices were different. No, but there was like, they had like almost, there was more comedic musical choices, I felt like.
The whole thing for Big Ed riding on his scooter was like,
and like,
what up? What up?
And when Yolanda was like, it was like,
They must have gotten a new music soup.
I just think
someone's being a lot more playful.
I'm like,
playful.
Are they making this show campier? I don't get it.
No.
So Big Ed is a professional photographer. He lives in San Diego. He goes by Big Ed because he thinks it's funny and ironic because he's actually 4'11".
And it's really not funny.
Y'all, don't pull over.
Don't pull over.
Wow, they're right there.
That is an actual police car.
Oh, it is.
They're coming to get us, y'all.
They're coming to get us. Anyway, don't pull over.
He was adding Big Ed because he's added us, I believe. Big Ed adds random friends on Facebook.
Yeah,
he added her, and he's like, "Oh my God, she's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
She's pretty." Beware of people who add you on randomly on Facebook. Just saying.
I accept everyone.
Really?
Well, if they look like.
But no, if they only have like three friends, do you accept them?
No.
I bet you accept everybody.
I do accept a lot of people. But if they look like, what's her name? If they look like...
I accept everybody, even if I don't know them nowadays, since we're doing this.
But if they look like... A blonde... Who had the blonde Ukrainian girl, the fembot, were like, who hasn't met yet? Is that the other show before the 90 Days?
Yeah, that's the other one.
See, this is already happening.
But no, and she was from Colombia.
Colombia. Who was that guy?
Ricky.
If they look like that,
I feel like we're playing like a who's on first
we
game.
We are. Oh boy, we are. Anyway, I've had people that look like that, and their name is like magic destiny, I don't add those people.
Good. That's probably smart.
I don't add those people. But if you look like you like to knit and you have a bilateral haircut, I'm going to add you because I bet you're real. Anyway, y'all, he was married before and it didn't work out because he was unfaithful.
It was not her.
Not her. And he's a daughter, Tiffany, and that's important, who's 29. And also,
I need to talk about his trip to the UPS store.
Well, I was just going to say before we get to the UPS, the star of fucking Big Ed is that dog, Teddy. That dog is so
that dog is cute.
Fucking cute. I want to put her in my little
pouch. We're not going to be able to see the dog anymore because he's going to, looks like he's going to go overseas.
That's
so
upsetting.
Sorry, I know you were trying to put the dog into things that you would do, but
I wasn't actually. I just kind of was, I liked the dog.
We'll see.
And I was interested to see where it goes.
We'll see.
That was not very nice.
I was just saying, I don't think you'll be able to.
Who knows?
Anyway, we show up at the UPS store, and some god who descended from Mount Olympus is working there. His name is...
It's Ryan, you
Ryan.
Asshole. Jesus.
His name is Ryan.
His name's Ryan.
And he got BDF, yo.
Oh, really? Oh,
BDF.
I didn't see that.
He got BDF. He got BDF.
I just think he looks like the guy from Schitt's Creek, but better
Not
looking.
Not at all. Not at all.
Oh, I think he looks like Alexis's boyfriend.
Oh, you mean that guy?
Yeah, not Dan Levy.
Yeah. A little.
Like
a little.
Hotter.
He's not that cute, though.
I know UPS and FedEx men can be good looking.
Ugh.
But do you think that person was an actor? I mean, he was really hot.
He is in Albuquerque.
No, he's in San Diego.
Oh, never mind.
God,
oh,
that's Yolanda.
No, that's not Yolanda. That's Rachel.
Oh, wait, that's Rachel.
He's in San Diego. He's kind of an actor.
Y'all,
right.
We don't know what's going to happen. We're watching a lot of things.
I don't care.
We're going to be like, and then Big Ed was in a pod, and he told Jessica he loved her. And then...
And then McDreamy came on.
And then McDreamy.
And
Jesus.
This
is why Jackie Wiseman wants to drive off the road sometimes.
So he's been, he turns out he's been sending her gifts that accumulate to $5,000. Because he's following his heart.
Because he's following
his
heart.
As our girl Darcy says.
I wonder with Big Ed, did she ask for the gifts? He says he's just, because she lives in a rural part of the Philippines.
Rural.
And she hasn't received...
Say that again.
Rule. And she hasn't received any of the packages.
Rule!
Yeah. Hasn't received any of the packages.
How far out are things? Are they having to take a burrow?
I don't know, because Jenny got things, and she seemed to be pretty far out.
Jenny's pretty savvy, though.
Jenny was much savvier. She was working Filipino Cupid.
How far out is it?
I don't know, but sissies, if y'all find Ryan's Instagram... Let us know.
Ryan, the UPS guy from San Diego.
Let us know.
We got some private detectives in there. Some private dicks.
Some private dicks. Anyway, he said he's told some people and that they're pretty skeptical. Shocker.
It makes sense.
It does make sense. But how long have they been dating, though? I was confused on that.
3 months.
3 months?
Yeah.
3 months?
Yeah.
And they're already
That's
saying,
what I said.
You're my king and you're my queen.
Sorry. No, I'm sorry. Wrong thing.
Oh, Jesus.
I think it was 3 months. 3 months ago.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
And I wrote red flag. She is pretty, though. Rosemarie is pretty. As in Rosemarie from Dick Van Dyke Show.
My heart kind of goes out to Big Ed because I just think he feels so shitty about himself.
I agree. It makes me sad that he dyes his hair jet black and puts mayonnaise on his scalp.
Well, that is supposed to be good for your scalp.
But it's absurd.
I mean...
Have you ever done it?
No, I've never put it on my scalp. But tell me you've never been stuck somewhere with a glass of wine, a mayonnaise jar, and a spatula. I mean, that was 23.
Maybe.
That was 23 for me.
It wasn't mayonnaise.
And the spatula wasn't used for what you think it would be used for.
No, not at all.
At all.
Didn't flip any burgers.
Mm-mm.
But
I
don't know.
He has a skin condition, though.
I mean, it's kind of like Yolanda, but I just feel like he just wants to be loved. And
he does.
I think
he's
he feels
got that Darcy gene.
He feels so probably terrible because of the way he looks, honestly.
Yeah, and because it breaks my heart. Genetic disorder doesn't, there's a vertebra fused in his neck. So that's why he literally doesn't have a neck.
And because I feel like, I honestly, he seems like a fun person to hang out with. Like, he's a very nice guy. And the fact that he has a sense of humor and is...
He does, but he's one of those, like, really positive people who I would just get really tired of.
I like him.
Sorry.
That's Poodle.
I just kept it real.
I think it'd be fun.
You know those people, you're just like, you've got to have a dark day sometime. They're like, no, I kind of love life most of the days. And I'm like, ugh, fucking jump off a cliff.
That is how you are.
So he's got a ring.
It's a ring?
He bought a ring. Where were you?
You know, I don't know. I'm very confused. Yeah, he did buy a ring, actually. Yeah. I'm just 3 months. I missed that part. Wow.
Yeah. His daughter also isn't talking to him. And here's the thing, and I want to say this to you guys. If you are not talking to family members, and they either, if it's not because of like an addiction problem, or you don't want to enable them or something like that, or either talking to them or just for like a simple little thing, it's not because talking to them really like triggers you or anything like that. Life's too short not to talk to your family, y'all. Unless it's like it hurts you so much. But if it's a little small thing.
I mean, it just depends on the situation. Just the other day.
That's what I just said.
No, I mean, I think it's quite common. Just the other day in the Sissy Squad, like 2 days ago, we had somebody who just said, hey, come at me if you really have no contact with either of your parents. And sadly, a lot of people don't, which can be good.
But
for
I'm
them.
Saying life is too short to let. I'm talking about small things.
No, I'm not. I'm actually supporting that. I think. That's more common than not that sometimes these, but with this, it might seem small to Big Ed. We don't know the whole story. We don't know their history of what he's been like to a father for her and vice versa.
Yeah, but the fact that she won't, something may happen to him and she won't take his calls.
Well, we saw the picture of her face, which means she signed a release.
Right.
So I'm hoping that means that we've seen her.
We may just be gaslit by the production.
Maybe. Wait, no. 90 Day Fiancé, TLC would gaslit us?
I know, who knows?
Shocker.
I'm just saying, because I know from where I come from, families fight over stupid shit. They don't talk to each other for like...
Oh, same.
Yeah.
But I think that happens all the time. People, yeah, I agree, fight over stupid shit.
And I'm just saying, life is too short. It'd be different if your mother is like triggering you and yelling and being verbally abusive to you.
Y'all, Poodle came back from China alive, and now he's got wisdom. Jesus,
I'm just saying. You know, if you're fighting over, think about your beefs with like people in your life and your family. Is it worth not talking to them?
Maybe
that's all I'm saying. You think it is?
No, I'm not. I'm just saying.
I don't know.
I'm just kind of like, I'm thinking about her. I just want to hear her side of the story because, you know, you could be where you said some people have dark days. Maybe Big Ed's putting on this in front of TV like this. I'm this happy-go-lucky guy, and maybe she tells us we've seen another side.
That is true.
I don't know.
She's
spoiled
I'm
rotten.
Being general.
I'm not disagreeing. I think you, again... Poodle grew up in a household where everyone argued. I'm actually supporting you in saying...
But no, you said maybe.
Well, maybe. I mean, we just don't know the whole story.
Fine, let's move on. Obviously, I can't win.
Nobody's winning. Jesus. All right.
But
he hasn't heard from her in that 4 weeks.
That's what I said.
That's really...
So now you have an opinion about it.
No, I did before. I'm like, that seems like something bigger has to happen. Or if this is the only reason, I'm like, bitch, come on.
I'm just saying, coming off from what I see from him now.
It'll be interesting to see kind of with Yolanda. I've seen parallels between a little bit of him and also with Yolanda just because she has kids. Like, there's also this thing of like recognizing that your parents are your parents and they're human. And they're going to fuck up and do really stupid shit. And you've just got to, like, let them do it. It has nothing to do with you.
Yeah.
Because, Lord, I learned that.
No, I agree with that. But, like...
Both my parents' marriages, you just learn, like, okay.
But it seems like when someone isn't talking to someone and the other person really wants to, they're withholding something.
Yeah, it's a power thing.
Yeah, and that's mostly what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
If you have, a little thing like that, you don't know how badly you're hurting the other person.
And, like, he wants he says he's leaving these messages to talk to her. So, and then call him back.
Yeah. So,
but that was after he talked to his mother. I want to talk a little bit about Norma, actually.
The mother.
I loved Norma. She's beautiful.
She is.
I have one concern.
Okay.
It's drinking from a cat's mug, y'all. That means Norma likes cats. No, what, y'all?
It was not good.
If you like cats, and I say be ready, but come at us in the Sissy Squad.
People like Cats, the musical.
What's your opinion on Cats, Poodle?
It's garbage. It's garbage. Especially the new film.
Did you see it?
I did. I have to say things like this.
Because of you.
I was drunk. It was awful. I want to, before, you kind of jumped over something. I want to, well, maybe no. I think we talked about the mom.
No, we didn't really talk about mom. We're talking about her leaving. So, yeah, let's talk about Norma.
Jumping, yeah. I think she just wants, she's concerned. He says, I just want to be happy for once. Which, you know, so you're going to have to let him do what he wants to do.
Yeah.
Also, he's an adult, so.
She definitely took a book out of most mom's book of when you first walk into room to criticize something about you and say, your hair looks okay. I really like it shorter, honey.
I really like
honey.
It shorter, honey. It's like when my mother first saw my eyebrow ring. Oh, why'd you want to do that to yourself? Why would anyone? Ugh. Anyway.
What'd your dad say?
My dad said, who puts holes in their face?
What'd your brother say?
I was like, oh my God, what are you doing? You know, they got over it really quickly.
He doesn't have an eyebrow ring anymore, Poodle.
No.
All right, y'all.
He got ripped out. I was defending a transgender child.
That's what he's going to tell people what it was. He just took it out because it made him look gayer. Kind of like
true.
Her earrings.
True.
My mother
kinda
says.
Kind of like your diamond studs.
Yes. My parents never saw that. My mother would have had an opinion about that lickety split. And my father would have done.
They looked so gay. It was the gayest thing I've ever seen.
And my father would have said the same thing he said to my brother. You put an earring in your goddamn ear, I'm going to put you on the ground, chew it out with my goddamn teeth, and spit it in your fucking face, and you're disowned.
Oh, my God.
And he said that to my brother, and I went, okay, I'm going to remove these.
They literally looked like huge, like shiny little faggot pieces.
Like, I want somebody to imagine.
Even a drag queen's like, who is that faggot?
Yes. Imagine.
Like, who is that faggot gayest, with diamonds in her ears?
What do you think's the gayest thing you've ever seen?
Tough call. David Archuleta.
Oh.
From American
imagine
Idol.
Imagine if, going at that theme. If David Archuleta was motorboating Clay Aiken.
Yeah, his ass.
My earrings were gayer than that.
I would agree. They were so big, y'all, and so shiny.
They were not good.
Everyone, even girls were like, that's gay.
Yeah, I went to a girls' theater camp, and they were
and
like,
they're like, who's the faggot?
Maddie, not good.
They're like, that makes you want to like gay bash you.
I think the soul patch didn't help.
It didn't.
Didn't help at all.
So anyway, y'all, we find out later that she calls him. We see her. She's pretty. She has a 4-year-old who calls him daddy.
Oh, yes. Mama Rose. I'm going to call her Mama Rose all the time now.
Rosemary.
This is a red flag. 3 months. Now that you reminded me, 3 months.
3 months.
And you're having your child call someone daddy?
Yep.
I mean, y'all, you know Poodle already has issues with the name.
What?
The name is Prince.
Look the other way. I can't even discuss it.
You're just beat down.
She also wants her, he wants her like a poll. Yeah, I want you to take an STD test, friend.
Oh, he does. Because
he's a germaphobe.
Well, first, Big Ed seems really like all confident. I'm in love with her. She loves me. And now we're seeing that he's talking to her. Her computer freezes. Basically, he's having all these insecurities that she's this beautiful woman with all these Facebook friends and that she's going to cheat on him.
It's the whole thing of, so I see you have a lot of Facebook friends. What?
Which
what?
is a page out of Poodle's book.
Hold on. The computer's shutting down. I can't hear you. Wait, what's that? Oh, there's a plane flying over.
It's like, what do you ask when a guy that you're seeing asks you? So we can be exclusive, right? You're not seeing anyone else, right?
What? What do you mean? Oh, I think I have a pot on the stove. Something's burning.
Something's burning.
It's my will to live. It's... Anyway, so the funniest thing is, y'all, these people who want people to take STD tests, bring a condom.
Yes.
Bring a fucking condom.
Well, Lisa,
Paul, Lisa's get
not.
A condom.
We're going to talk about that. Oh. We're going to talk.
I want a raw dog all night. Burback.
That was the thing where you could have seen my face just in a sneer when I watched that whole segment like this. You know, when you see something, either a like food that's like spoiled in the refrigerator and you get the whiff of it and your face just goes back like that, that's how I watch Lisa's segment.
I agree.
Or when you see like an 88-year-old man like with his arm around like an 18-year-old girl, you go, ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was how I watched Lisa's segment.
Or when a guy says, so you're going to be the top, right?
And I go, ooh.
That's not going to happen.
No, that's more like, I smell something burning. Yeah. Is there a pot on the stove? I think I have something in the wash.
I think
there's
something oven.
I'm rinsing a sweater. Hold on. Blub, blub, blub. You hear that? Go, 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 go. Me run down the stairs. Are we to our next Lonely Heart?
I think we are to our next Lonely Heart. Before we jump.
Avery.
But before we jump into her, let's just take a quick little commercial.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist about me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Manny, this reminds me. You know that song from the Four Tops? Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
All right, we're back.
Whenever you say, let's say a quick commercial, yeah. I think I'm going to get a chime to like go up and get a drink.
Nope, y'all. Nope. We just paused for like
you
5 seconds.
You commercial. I don't get a commercial.
You've got to keep going, whore.
So is everyone happy? I hope everyone had a nice break.
It's like that guy who you think he comes once and then he's like, it's 20. And then he's like, but wait, I can go again. And you're like, really?
And I'm sitting there like, still breathing.
You're like. My colon's about to fall out. Like, it is really, I'm just like doing Pilates work,
but you know
just
what?
To keep it all in.
My mother didn't raise no bitch. I'm going to be right on that horse.
Woo!
My mama didn't raise no bitch. And that's not to say it has to be a bitch, y'all. That's just to mean, you know, there's bitches. There's male bitches, straight bitches, female
gay
bitches. Gay bitches.
And actually bitches that are dogs.
Yeah.
Like Baby Rose.
Like Baby Rose.
Baby Rose that dick. Because Baby Rose would never
baby
give
Rose
up.
Baby Rose would never give up.
They got 12 teeth and they all got milk in them. Ready.
Still. And I'm 19 years old.
19 years old.
So, y'all, our next lonely heart is Avery.
Avery.
She's from Seattle. Not the Ohio trash Avery who
no,
was with Omar.
Not me and Omar.
Oh, God, I hated her.
I know you did. No, this is Avery. She's 32 and she lives in Seattle.
She's always got piled up her hair on her head.
Always.
There's always a weird, like, chunky design.
Y'all, she's that girl. And I know some of you are out there. You do your hair and it always looks pretty, but then you just get hot and, like, 2 hours, you just put
that
it on top
exactly
of your head.
That is exactly what she does.
Some of those girls are my best friends, but that's what she does. She's just like, oh, it's too
she
hot.
She is one of those girls.
She tries.
She'll do her hair pretty, and then she'll get hot, and she'll just put
she'll
it on
put
her head.
Put it up. Come at us if you just put your head on your
There's
head.
There's just, like, a chunk hanging out here.
She's working at a dental assistant thing.
She's very
just,
pretty.
Like, it's hot. She's very hit it. Y'all, she basically makes salads and just boring food and then puts pot
and
on
just
them.
Puts pot on it. She's a cannabis chef.
Which is a thing.
It is, especially in the Pacific Northwest.
But they were showing her making this, like, and I was like, this
she
is just a salad.
She just put a pot leaf on it, too. She didn't even, like, integrate it.
She just went to Tender Greens and put a fucking marijuana leaf.
And I was just like, that is a beautiful leaf.
It was, but I thought, who's going to eat just a leaf? Don't you want to chop it up for the flavor of the salad?
I feel like the cannabis cooking is more about creating food. It's like a more of a, it's like, it's a gimmick.
Cause I don't think cannabis tastes well.
Well, it tastes like weed.
I don't love weed. I hate it.
So,
although Poodle says feels is great. Y'all be sure to get your feels.
Y'all get some feels with feels. Feeling good with feels,
feeling
as we
good
say.
Feeling with feels.
You probably heard that on our recent break, which I didn't get. I wrote hopefully your kid never gets into your cannabis stash that you're using, because she has like 2 children.
It's organic. It's fine.
Yeah, I worry about that.
No, I would worry about that.
She has two children named Scarlet and Silver.
Nah, I knew this was going to come up.
I actually like the name Scarlet a lot. Don't really get the name Silver. But
Silver!
Please do not sing the Silver aria from Ballad of Baby Doe, please.
When we were together.
That is Willow. That's the Willow song.
Oh, that's Willow.
Willow, we were together.
How did the Silver one go?
Willow, and our love was new.
Y'all, if you don't know what the Ballad of the Baby Doe is, that's an
opera. You might not be a faggot.
You might not be a faggot.
That's the...
Baby Doe is about Horace Tabor and his wife.
Yes.
What was her name? Sharon? I don't remember her. Sharon Tabor.
Everyone called her Baby Doe.
Everyone called her Baby Doe. And she went to Congress because they were switching to the gold standard.
And she was like, no, you should do Silver because her husband died in the mine.
Her husband died in the Silver. And so she sings a Silver aria to Congress.
Something
I don't know that aria. I'm going to have to learn it now.
Anyway, she...
Gonna have to
this
learn
is getting into a gay area,
y'all,
not a gray area.
Just because a gay area. Google Sharon Tabor.
Her name is not Sharon. Baby Doe Tabor. We should do a whole segment called You Might Be a Faggot. And we're taking back the word faggot. We don't anyone to feel bad. Because if you're a mother out there and you're listening and someone calls your little boy like a faggot, that's a terrible thing.
Yes.
And they probably feel a lot of shame about that. And you can tell them that that's not a good thing. You should not feel bad about it. But also, these two queens I listened to have reclaimed that word. And they love talking about that word. And for us, it's kind of like, I'm not saying it is the N-word. But in a way, it feels like that to me.
Again, it's like the thing that, you know, if you're straight, you probably can't say it.
You can't. If you called me that, unless you were a girl who I knew really well and said, oh, hey, faggot, even then it feels bad.
I don't think I could.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's different. Like a lot of people don't realize, or maybe some of you listening, people usually over the age of 40 hate the word queer, but now queer is the big word in academia. They use queer.
I prefer faggot over queer.
For us,
strange.
Queer is more triggering
it
for
is.
Us. I'm more desensitized because when I was in school, we used it a lot, and I got over it. But anyway, so it's just language matters, and it's always evolving. That's that. Boy, this show is gay. It is gay. Y'all, Avery got pregnant with an IUD. This bitch is fertile.
Okay, she's fertile Myrtle, y'all.
Fertile Myrtle. Get some seed in her, and she's going to have that baby.
Put some seed in me. Put some seed in me.
Put some seed in me, and I'll have a cute baby. That baby's cute.
She met her soulmate. We have this favorite word again.
Oh, God.
Because everyone loves a soulmate, y'all.
I'm afraid everybody's saying Tania is going to be on Happily Ever After.
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
And that means we're going to have to watch it.
I mean. So, y'all, Ash is her soulmate. Ash is hot.
He is hot.
He's from
Mauritius. His face is okay.
He's from Mauritius. And
but he lives
saying Mauritius, which is not how you say it. But he's from Mauritius, and he
lives in Australia.
Lives in Australia with an Australian accent.
His body is like of a Greek god.
Yeah,
they've known each other. Okay, and he has bad hair.
They've known each other for 9 months. It's douchebag hair.
It's douchebag hair. Yeah,
douchebag hair. Mm-hmm. And she calls him McSteamy, which means she's basic. But that's okay.
That does mean she's basic.
That's true,
y'all. If you're still using McSteamy or what is it,
McDreamy?
You're McDreamy, McSteamy, or also are you using what was the thing that everybody called their pussies? They liked calling their pussies for a while. Back in the early 2000s.
I don't know.
You're calling it your vajayjay.
Oh, yeah, you're basic.
You're basic. You're basic. Just call
you know
your
what?
Pussy.
This bitch
your
is
vagina.
Basic, too. I'm just pointing at her.
That's true.
You're basic.
So is this bitch.
I am not. I want to talk about, he's a relationship
coach. Ash is a relationship coach. Yes.
And y'all, this throws up all kinds of red flags.
So there's, I don't know if you know, but I mean, maybe you've seen, but there's actually quite a bit of, and there's a huge market. When I did Dear Maddie, I had someone legitimate who, again, was, there's all these good-looking straight guys that are relationship coaches to women. And
they're all single men.
I remember, like,
a single woman, yeah.
This guy that I interviewed years ago, he was making, like, $10,000 a month.
Wow.
From like podcasting and online coaching and shit like that for women. He would help them get their ex-boyfriend back.
Wow.
And he made so much, but he also loved doing it, and he actually really, really liked helping people.
What if your ex treated you like garbage?
I think he sussed that out in the coaching, I hope.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm just saying, like, Matthew Hussey, he's a big person on Instagram. Yeah. He's a huge Australian guy. He's kind of the real deal, actually. Yeah. But there's a lot of
straight guys listen to him.
So I say all that because it sounds like Ash might be a little bit jumping on the bandwagon.
Yeah.
Because Matthew Hussey, when he makes a video, it's in, like, a beautiful, serene setting. He's talking to a camera. There's a ring light. Ash is doing this in his...
It looks like a dungeon.
He's doing this in his Kia Sorento.
Yes.
And I wonder if this is really credible.
Nope.
I don't think it is.
So anyway...
Bless his heart. He thinks this is going to help him.
She's worried that he's saying all the right things. And she goes to an ex of hers named Jared. She went to Jared. And y'all,
just
Jared's hot, and he's got BDF.
He's not my type.
He is so my type.
He is so.
And his nose is big. His ears are big. All signs point to dick.
He's got dark hair.
Oh, he's so hot.
He's such
a stoner. I would never be into him.
That is total bullshit. You totally are into stoners. You would let him get high.
I just don't want to like.
You would hang out with him and try to suck his dick.
Maybe. Anyway, he's a little skeptical.
But again,
her.
Like, she's an Instagram person. Jared's huge on Instagram. Like, Ash is, it's like all these people, and I'm a little grossed out. I hope this doesn't become, let's find people with high Instagram to help our show.
I believe that's what we're doing.
It's a little gross to me.
I believe that's what we're doing.
I don't love it.
I'd also like to say the next thing that happens... she's broken up with him 3 times, by the way, since they've been dating
with
for
Ash.
9 months. So that's once every 3 months they break up.
Basically because she gets worried that he's always talking to pretty girls, which I want to say, y'all, that's his job. If you're dating a hot guy who's a bartender, guess what? He's going to flirt with women and or gay men because his livelihood depends on it.
And it's like baby girl Lisa for later in the show, like the Usman or whatever. Usman's job is for girls to like wink at him. And she's like, who is this?
Yeah, because
what
is Usman?
What are you going to tell me?
He's the rapper. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Lisa. Yes, yes, yes.
Baby girl Lisa.
And so
that's what I'm gonna call her.
Yeah, not that that's a defense for him, but
right
because I think he's a fraud. But yeah, girl, you got to get over that.
They go see her friend Jen and her boyfriend Josh. Josh is hot too, y'all.
Josh is hot. Josh is wearing a button-up shirt that's untucked on the bottom with a sweater over it, y'all. 2002 called, and Felicity is still on the air.
It's a very straight guy wardrobe.
I don't think people still wearing this?
I straight men wear things way back.
Really?
Yeah. We live in Los Angeles. You don't realize.
It's hard to tell who's straight or gay
here. Also, I guarantee you, this bitch does not live in Seattle. She's outside Seattle.
Oh.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I'd like to also say I wrote down, what kind of fucking pants is Jen wearing? There's a bow, and then there's her belly button.
Oh, I didn't see that.
And it's
that.
Like a deep cut.
I think Jen likes to show off her body. She's a healthy
woman.
It was
a weird pant. It was a strange pant.
She is a pretty girl. We didn't say that. She is
she
pretty.
She is.
Not
it's
that
just
it matters,
a weird pant.
But she is a pretty girl. She tells them that some information that basically... Ash was going to come over, but he couldn't because he got denied because there was a bankruptcy in his past. And he didn't want to tell her about that. And then I wrote in all caps, Ash is a relationship coach and he's not telling the truth. This is the number one thing in relationships.
Uh-oh, y'all don't pull over.
Number one, don't pull over. Tell the truth. That's the police coming to invest. Oh, they're pulling on your street.
Oh!
On the street.
They're coming to get us,
where
y'all.
You live.
Maybe for obscenity.
They stopped outside.
Oh, is my apartment on fire?
Maybe.
I hope not.
I wonder
maybe
if somebody
we actually are flaming.
Yeah, maybe somebody said, this gay man fell down. It's just screeching above me. Wow, they really did stop right in front of your building.
Oh, I hope they fixed something.
The Gladys Kravitz in me wants to go stare out the window and
we're
look.
We're doing a podcast.
Y'all, if you got a Gladys Kravitz reference, you're over 40. Anyway, he also had an Instagram and then deleted all these photos of her.
Of her.
Y'all, it's shady.
And he said his email had been hacked.
Shady shit.
He's shady. This is going to be interesting to play out.
I just want to give a shout out to Jen, her friend. Y'all, Jen
with
is that
pants.
Jen is that friend who gives you advice and then doesn't tell you it's a bad idea, but says things like, yeah, you do what you think is right. And then their eyes get really, really wide. And they're just trying to be nice, but they're telling you with their eyes, please don't, please don't, please
stop.
Don't. He's going to wear your skin and you're going to get killed. Please don't. If y'all go back and watch that, Jen's eyes were wide the entire time.
They were. She was really, really giving it to him.
I think we're ready for our
next lonely heart.
Our damsel. Our
baby girl, Lisa.
Oh, Lisa.
Lisa is our new Angela, y'all. She is also a hospice nurse.
It really is.
A hospice homemade, I believe.
Yes.
She's blonde. She's
dyed blonde.
What we call rode hard and put up wet.
She's still soaked, y'all. She's from York, Pennsylvania. Where is York, Pennsylvania?
It's nowhere I want to go. come at me if you are from there and convince me it's okay. I've heard someone tell me that Pennsylvania is Philadelphia at one side and Pittsburgh at the other and Alabama in the middle.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Who knew?
It's all so rural. It's all mountains.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well,
we're learning today.
Now women know. Hey, Siri, where is York, Pennsylvania?
Okay, here's York.
I like how my phone responds to your Siri.
It does it really?
Yeah, my phone goes.
It's just gay voice. It just responds to gay voice.
It goes, yeah, faggot.
He goes, hi, girl.
Tell me where it is.
I'm looking. It's in the south. Oh, well, you're right. It's kind of in the south, in the middle of Pennsylvania. It'd be in between Pittsburgh
Seriously,
and Philadelphia.
Y'all, Pittsburgh and Philadelphia.
You're
Alabama
right, bitch.
In the middle.
You're right. Anyway. Y'all, Lisa's getting her body waxing.
And I wrote down, hope you brought a belt sander. It's been a while.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
It's like,
I think I accidentally just jacked off my mic. I didn't even know. I have a question for you.
Uh-huh.
Does Lisa have a perm or is it curly? Because it kind of looks like a perm.
I think
it's some are straight. Like some of them are straight, y'all. Y'all, we're not women. What do y'all think?
I think it's curly hair.
I hope
it
is.
That has been treated so badly.
Because the under layers are straight. Some of them are straight.
That's true.
And I'm worried.
Or
that
maybe
she's
it's a perm that's been brushed out.
I'm really worried she's still getting a perm.
Or she also looks like she's crimping it on top.
The crime of all of this is her and Nikki are still using mousse.
Oh, wait, we're going to talk about
Nikki. We're going to talk about Nikki
in just a moment, y'all.
But they're still using mousse. But just like Angela, Lisa's got somebody from Nigeria, baby.
Nigeria. She's got, I wrote down, she's the Northern Angela. She even kind of dresses like Angela. Usman is her 30-year-old lover. They've been talking to another for 2 years now.
And she's telling Jenna at the Brazilian waxing place all about
Poor
it.
Poor Jenna.
Jenna wanted to... Here's a little bit. So, y'all, I don't know if this happened to your TV, but they said, their little voice come over and said, here's Jenna's story. Because a girl with that hair at a waxing... Y'all, Jenna just wanted to be a Dallas Cowboys cheerleader.
She did.
That's all she wanted to be.
And then when she got cut, she wanted to be a veterinary assistant.
It's true. And that she tried.
And then she tried doing that.
She couldn't do that either.
Yep. And now she's just trying to support her mom. Her mom's been sick for a while.
Uh-huh.
And so she's just waxing women's cooters.
And not that there's anything wrong with that, because
nothing
a lot of people at
all. We all need that.
I'm not saying the job.
I don't.
But I'm just saying that's not the right hair. Jenna knew, that's what it's about for
it's
me.
It's true. This
it's the
is,
hair for the job.
This hair incongruity doesn't work for this profession.
Because, first of all, it's in the way. She could wax some of
I
the
agree.
Hair out.
She should pull that hair back. It's also way too lustrous.
You know what happened is she probably saw her. She went by the home and told her, Mama, today's the day.
Mama, today's the day. The film's crew's
coming. I'm going to do
gonna
my
be a
hair.
Star.
Jerry Jones is going to be sitting drinking a whiskey, Mama. Jones. And I know he's going to see me and say, there's my cheerleader I've been looking for.
And instead, he left before I got on.
It's true.
And then she became a vet assistant and she took home every stray cat she could find.
It's true.
And her mom is sick. Her mama can't deal
sick.
With all that.
She can't deal with that.
Anyway, so she's waxing people now, which we need.
We need Lisa.
Where were we?
We were what? So Lisa's
talking about
what, like Angela, Lisa seems very dedicated to family. She was talking about her family.
15-year-old daughter. Yeah.
Yes, she was talking about her family. Maybe you paid attention to this. I cannot, because Lisa was wearing a mullet skirt, which short in the front.
And then party in the back.
And then there's this train. I don't know. Was it a wrap?
I think it was a wrap, but you
but
couldn't
that
see it. Yeah, it matched. Yeah.
Where do you get that?
I don't know. She makes even more questionable choices than Angela. And
yes.
That's saying something.
Y'all, if y'all are from the Philly area, which I love Philly. If you're from Pennsylvania, if you're from PA.
If you know a bitch like Lisa.
Let us know where PA get where y'all get your clothes. Here in LA, we have $5.99 high fashion. Mm-hmm. But let us know where you got it in PA.
Maybe a Burke's outlet. You know my mother loves Burke's.
She does love Burke's. Anyway, she was abused, verbally abused, she said.
Yes.
Good for her for getting out. She's a strong woman.
And
she's ready.
She's excited about Usman, who says, you look so nice and delicious. And she's like, you know what? He's trustworthy.
He's trustworthy.
Because nothing says trustworthy like wearing dark glasses
yes.
in your video call.
Yes. Nothing. Okay.
He's a celebrity in Nigeria.
Usman, I'm going to be honest.
He's hot.
He's hot. He moves really well. Here's the deal that I think Lisa needs to get out more. She's like, so I found him on Instagram, and his name is Soulja Boy. And then I looked on his Instagram, and he had 20,000 followers. I'm like,
that's not that many, bitch.
Bitch, I got 14. $20,000 is not a lot.
And you only bought like 10.
Yeah, people could just buy them. Who knows if they're real?
Anyway, y'all. So,
there are dogs in America. Like, probably if Big Ed hasn't started an Instagram for Teddy,
sure, yeah.
I bet you Teddy has 30,000 followers.
I bet you that dog on Frasier that's dead
has
that
more
many
followers.
You know, the
yes.
father's dog, Eddie.
They're both dead.
That dog is dead.
So is
and
he.
That, and so is he.
So
I bet you
he.
Both of them have more followers.
I bet you they
rip
do.
Rip John Mahoney. Also, rip whatever the dog's name was.
And maybe
Chauncey.
Maybe maybe that's big for Nigeria. But
rip Frasier dog.
Because she acts like he's going to be playing all the different clubs and all that.
Yeah.
But we'll see when she goes over there.
Here's the thing. Here's how you know he's serious. He wrote a song for her, y'all. And I'm going to, if you could give me a beat, I'm going to perform it now. A little bit slower. More of a dubstep. There you go. I go there for you, baby girl Lisa. I will stay with you, baby girl. I will stay with you, baby girl. I will stay with you, Lisa.
And also, yes, and we... I'm not going to put auto-tune because I don't know how to edit that shit.
That was a lot of auto-tune.
Like, I'll be near more you, baby girl, Lisa. I'll be near for you,
baby girl.
You're the love of my life. You met on Instagram. We are together. Yeah. So that was the Valentine's Day song he wrote for
her. With the simplest melody possible that still needed to be auto-tuned within an inch of its life.
It's true. And again... Lisa's pissed because girls are commenting on his Instagram.
It's
again.
It's his fucking job.
It's his fucking job, Lisa.
She's like, who's this girl?
He's like, yeah, she's very upset.
See, Lisa's going to destroy my voice. Who's Robin?
Who's Robin?
What are you doing?
I think, yes. They've had a lot of naked calls. He's seen her completely naked, and she's seen him, I guess, naked.
I have a feeling she's quite free with her body.
I don't know how big his dick is, y'all.
We didn't get a lot of look at him,
but
it's not as big as Michael's.
But he makes use of it.
I agree. He knows how to fuck.
Boy can move. Boy can move.
So I think we should go on to the next conversation with Lisa's friend Nikki.
Yes.
With two K's.
Y'all, Nikki has a lip ring that's up by her nose.
We got a lot to say about Nikki's appearance. And some people come at us for going out for people's appearance. Y'all, everything we're doing is, aside from moles, which that's open season. Sorry, that's me.
That's just Poodle.
But we're going to talk about this. So, I want to talk a couple of things. We're going to just do this conversation.
Nikki is the show, yes. So they sit down on plastic chairs somewhere.
Yeah.
They're having a conversation. They're having a conversation. And Nikki just kind of wants to know what Lisa expects.
And who do you want to be?
I looked at my notes and I just wrote, you haven't douched yet. I don't know where that came from. This didn't happen in the show, but apparently.
All right.
All right.
How about you be Lisa?
Okay, sure.
I'll be Nikki.
Okay, I just want to point out that, we'll let the conversation play out first.
Okay.
Okay.
How's things going with Usman?
It's going great. It's going great. I can't wait to see him and touch his body.
Oh, what if you get there and the sex is whack? What if you get there when the sex is whack?
Girl, no. From day one, he has only been having sex with a condom. I'm positive that this 33-year-old man has never had unprotected sex in his life. Like, I am sure a condom has only been on his dick for his entire life, and it will be off the hook.
So you're going to raw dog him?
I'm going to raw dog him so much that the pound is going to call and say, they got a raw dogging in the pound. That's how much, because he's never had this experience. And I'm sure that my 52-year-old vagina feels better than any 22-year-old vagina he's had with only a condom.
I would say that's great. But I'll stop talking right now. And now I'm going to be the voice of the mole on Nikki's upper face.
I already knew you were going to say this. I already knew.
Who's called Quincy?
Well, I do believe that you, Lisa, have a good future ahead of you.
And then there's a Marilyn Monroe tattoo on her arm that says, "Happy birthday, dear Usman. I wish you all the luck in the world." And you know what? There's fucking Garfield down there on her chest.
We're going to do it the Nigerian way. Not the American way.
And scene.
That's kind of amazing that we haven't talked about this at all. And I already thought,
that's
if
why I
Poodle asked me to be Nikki, I'm fucking talking about this mole and Marilyn Monroe.
We've been doing this too long. Yeah, there's a mole on her face. There's a Marilyn Monroe tattoo. A full-on face tattoo of Marilyn Monroe on her arm, y'all.
Yeah.
That's commitment.
I think I found my Lisa voice. I didn't know she was in there.
It's very deep.
It's very. She's much deeper than Angela.
If it can make me laugh, it's right.
I just want to say one other thing that Lisa says. She says,
did you hear that song he wrote for me? That song is as real as it gets.
I'm with you, baby girl Lisa. I'm with you.
Y'all, that was written in a morning after he got really drunk, and it took 30 minutes. So, y'all, I'm really looking forward to this storyline.
Again, I'm just going to end this with saying they're still using Moose.
Okay. I hope we see more of Nikki, because she's... Boy, there's a lot to talk about there.
I kind of think she's going to be on another season of this show, I hope.
She's too good to pass up.
And I wonder, what's the tattoo on her chest?
I don't know. Y'all, hopefully she wears more revealing clothing.
You sissies, zone in
don't
on that.
Pull over.
Don't pull over. Oh, we've had so many po-po tonight.
It's been nuts. Is there a nuclear meltdown we don't know about?
Sorry, y'all. It's going to be a long show. We have a lot to talk about. There's a lot happening. But we only have one more person,
we only have one more, because you've just went on and on.
Yeah. That was it.
Y'all, our last Lonely Heart, it's Yolanda. She's been 51 from Las Vegas.
I'm going to say something. I just want everybody to close your eyes unless you're driving. Yolanda's the same age as Lisa and Angela.
Wow.
I want you to think about that.
And she's just lost a bunch of weight.
And yes, as Andrea Simpson in our Sissy Squad says all the time.
Black don't crack.
Black don't crack because she's
no
black,
shit.
So she can say it. But still, huge difference.
Yeah.
Huge.
I would think Angela looks even younger than Lisa.
No.
I guess not.
Lisa has way less wrinkles than Angela.
Yeah, I think you're right. She's been
sun
damage.
I think you're just thrown off by Lisa because in a weird way, Lisa has worse hair.
She does.
Even though Angela's is fried.
God, this is like comparing an apple to an orange, but an apple that's been freeze then been out in the sun and an orange that someone just stepped on.
Or dried, dehydrated and dried, stepped on.
Ooh, that's a highlight reel.
That's a highlight reel right there. So Yolanda's cool. She's 300 pounds. She's lost all the weight, 150 pounds.
Yeah, she's happy with herself, which is good.
Y'all, she had a husband die of kidney disease in fucking prison.
Just
and they
dropped
had six,
dead.
And they have six kids.
Of undetermined age. Again, they all, you know,
they all look
kids kind of look like stair steps. These kids, I think they're all the same age.
Yeah. This is not the Brady Bunch.
She just
they
had
all
like sextuplets.
She just like popped them out quick. Because I think one of them is 29, but he didn't look it.
Doesn't look it.
They doesn't look all, it at all.
Like, they all like, they have two ages. They all look like 19 or 20, 21, 22. And then there's a group that look like 15, 16, 13.
Yes.
Like, they have two ages.
Yes. Y'all, she thinks her kids, by the way, are filming this for her weight loss. Because she's got a secret. It's not
she's
a
told her kids.
It's
that.
Not a TLC show if someone doesn't have a secret. Not the show.
So she's been dating Williams for about, is it 9 months?
I have a is that a normal name?
No,
Williams?
No. It's a last name that they're using for a first name.
He's from Manchester.
He's from Manchester.
And we're going to talk about this. But if you're from Manchester.
You talk like Manchester.
You're Manchester. That's right, we had it. What was her name? Bev.
From Bev. Manchester.
Bev from. She goes, hi, Ma-ay. Hi, Ma-ay.
Ma-ay from
hi,
Manchester.
Jack. That's the way Manchester talks.
Y'all, if you're from Manchester, come at us and tell us that we are ruining your
dialect. Your accent. Please let us know. Which, by the way, in our new merch store, I believe our merch store ships to, I think, doesn't it ship to like Germany?
It does. Oh, it's overseas.
Germany, the UK.
UK, Canada, definitely.
So be sure to try that. If y'all have been wanting to buy merch.
Parts of Europe now.
We should
definitely
have announced
UK.
That in the first. But yes, check it out. And Australia. I believe it ships to Australia.
Wow.
Anyway.
So she's got the Rebecca syndrome, y'all, because she's told him that she's 45.
You are right.
She's got the Rebecca syndrome.
That is the Rebecca syndrome. Yep. And it's the same syndrome when she's already pretty and enough to begin with.
Yeah, I agree.
She's beautiful.
She has told her one daughter, Kara, with two R's. I kind of look
Poodle,
past these children's
Poodle
names.
Poodle didn't even get...
They hit me so quickly like black children's names.
They were all like... I couldn't get...
It was all so much.
It was a lot.
Kyla, Devontae, Tariq... They all came upon me.
I like
me.
The name Tariq. Is that really one of the names?
Yes.
Oh, I like that name.
Mm-hmm. I did not.
She said them
I
very
I did not
quickly.
Want to make up black children's names because I would be a racist fucker.
That would be racist.
So I know fair. My lines, y'all. I'd like to think I don't, but I do.
She said them very quickly, though.
She said them very like, quickly. Okay. And I was just like, Devante, Tariq, blah, 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 blah. So
she told Kara she's going to England, and yeah. Kara's going with her.
Yeah, I want to talk about Yolanda's eyebrows need not to be red. They are red.
They don't really match.
No, she draws them on.
They're like a... She needs a true black eyebrow.
Yeah, and it kind of looks like she's color. Just always angry. Like someone drew like devil eyebrows on her. Because
she also, I think she's trying to match maybe her eyeliner. Because
right.
the eyeliner sometimes has red in it.
But your hair, your eyebrows aren't red.
She has beautiful skin.
She's lovely.
I just want to, I feel like I could do a little bit of like just a nice apricot on her lid just to kind of soften.
Okay, we're getting into a weird area.
Oh, sorry, y'all. I love makeup.
Yeah, no shit.
Sell used shit from thrift stores on eBay, y'all. That's their business, and she's in business with her daughter, Kara.
And he calls, and she likes nothing more than a British accent. And this is what she hears from
hold on.
Williams.
Oh, no, no.
Okay, sorry.
You're not going to get away with that that easy, y'all. First, I mean, this is kind of later on, but...
Yeah.
This is a 90-day theater, y'all.
Oh, all right.
I'm going to be playing the role of Yolanda, and because we don't want to be racist, I'm just going to use my real voice because I can't talk like a black woman because that
it's
just
true.
Sounds fucking racist.
It's true.
So, but she does have a little bit, like she has a cute little accent. So true. Just pretend. And Poodle's going to be playing the role
of Williams.
Of Williams. And they're sitting talking on her couch, and behind her hangs a sign that says, farmhouse when it's
no
an
reason.
Apartment in Las Vegas.
It bothers me.
Because somebody watched Chip and JoJo. I love yep. Chip and JoJo too and said, I want a farmhouse like JoJo designs. You're in an apartment in Las Vegas.
No, no. And those are all the apartments in Las Vegas are so cookie cutter, y'all.
They're like awful cookie cutter. Yep. Yeah, yeah. All right.
Anyway,
so,
and scene.
Ring, 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 ring. Hey, babe.
Baby, how are you?
I love that British accent.
What, you like
so...
how I talk like this? It's very British, right?
It's my favorite
when
accent.
I say, pip, pip, cheerio. I mean, so what else do you want to say British?
I'm so excited to see you. Can you say something like, something about the Queen?
God save the Queen. Oh, but... Like that, British?
Oh, you're my James
very
Bond.
British.
You're my 007. Are you going to
yeah,
pick me
pip,
up
pip,
at the airport?
Bumbershoot, Royal Guard.
Are you going to pick me up at the airport?
Connection failing. Connection failing.
Oh, babe. Oh, okay. Must be the...
I need to go sleep. Bye. Bye now. Assalamu alaikum.
Yo, he is not British.
He is not British in any fucking way. At all. I mean...
Nope. He's probably Pakistani or he's not that person. We know he's not that Instagram person.
So here's something else, y'all, that we haven't mentioned yet. They've been talking for how long again, Poodle?
I thought it was 9 months.
Yes, 9 months.
Yeah.
She's only seen pictures of him and talked to him on the phone because...
His camera don't work.
His camera's broken. And that's
the,
why
when,
he
And
can't,
when the kids heard that, like, Mom, seriously.
Mom. Whoa, we're going to get to that in a minute, too. So, yes, she has never actually seen him in a video.
Yeah, she sees his pictures, but she believes him.
So, what we've learned from Yolanda, she dated a man for 6 years who went to prison and never fucked around on him. So, she believes people when she's a...
She believes people are basically good. And we know how that works on this show.
She believes, as Maya Angelou says, when people show you who you are, believe them. Not Yolanda. She's like, no.
She's more like Anne Frank. Yeah. All people are basically good.
All people are basically good.
And you see what happened to her, y'all.
And this is what happened when he slid in her DM. Okay, so.
And she said that and her kids are like, oh, Mom.
Which brings me to, actually, you didn't know I was going to do this.
Great.
I want to do another 90 Day Theater.
Perfect.
I'm going to be playing the role of Yolanda.
Okay.
And Jake is going to be playing the role of all of 6 of her children.
All right.
So They're sitting down to have dinner, which looks like, I think they just ordered Panda Express.
Yeah, and like some of them, but all, there's also like, looks like burgers on their plates.
But there's burgers, and they some of them have forks.
And some of them have fries.
Some of them have...
Whoever did like
some of them have chopsticks.
Set design in this episode was garbage.
It
no
did not
one
look
knew
good.
What they were doing.
Again, maybe they all just Ubered Eats from different places. Or Postmates. I don't know.
And so it's a big, like, fucking smorgasbord.
Probably.
You ate, well, I guess, with six kids.
Maybe
you
they did what
that.
They did. Anyway, y'all, she sits down and she says, well, everybody, I've got something to tell you. I'm in love with the man.
Oh, hell. No, what's he do? Where'd you meet him?
I met him online.
Oh, no. Oh, shit. No, you didn't.
Yeah, I met him on Instagram.
Oh, come on, Mom. Everybody, no one meets anyone through Instagram. You're old.
I mean, he slid in my DM.
Oh, come on, Mom.
I mean, he got so pulsating and just with his British accent. And then he just slid right in that
Mom, we're in a weird area. Mom, we're in a weird area.
Vagina that had six kids. It was like the Titanic slipping into the Atlantic.
This is Kara talking. I just became a lesbian.
And scene. I knew you would like that.
That's gross.
Anyway.
I want to say there was one weird thing where the end... Where she just went, I just want y'all to be happy for me. My mother has said things like that.
And starting, I was going to say, I put this in all caps. Yolanda did what mothers do best. She started crying.
A martyr.
And made it about her.
My mother was like, I just want to be me.
My mother said that once too, because I was upset at her. And she said, you don't know what it was like to go through that divorce. And I was
like, yeah, I was there
God.
Every fucking day.
Anyway.
You mean when you would cry at the breakfast table? I do realize.
Anyway, and when she was like, when their kids said, have you seen him? She's like, no, his phone's broken. And the kids were like, what? She was like, she's like, people's phones break. People's phone breaks. And then one of the kids was like, even his name is sketchy.
Yeah. I like that too.
And then she pulled out, I was with your dad for 30 years and I was faithful. Yeah, I'm going to be alone forever.
She's like, you don't want me to be alone.
I just ask you, let me go through this. Well done.
Yeah, she was the martyr.
Well done, Yolanda.
She anyway, was definitely the martyr.
Y'all, this is not going to go well. Kara, by the way, is beautiful.
Who? Don't you think? Yeah, Kara?
Her daughter. I think that's all I have.
That's all I have.
You know what? I think how apropos that
how apropos.
That's what I said. Apropos.
Okay.
I think we're starting at the beginning of the alphabet for
no,
our Patreon props.
No, we still have Z.
But I mean Z and A. So
this is not Patreon props. This is sissy shout outs.
Oh, God, what is this? But aren't we doing A and Z and sissy shout outs?
A, Z, and then
Z and A. Okay, so you do Z.
Okay.
Oh, I thought he was going to bitch at that because
no,
he didn't want to do a Z.
I don't mind.
Or I can do Z.
I don't mind.
What do you want to do?
I'll do Z.
Okay. What are we going to do here? Y'all, shout out. I would do her, but y'all, shout out to Alyssa Summer Karuk. Karuk? I don't know how to say her last name.
Just the way you say it is absolutely absurd.
Y'all, because she does all. If you're listening to the show and you're not on the Facebook group, that's great. That's fine. But just so you know, Alyssa makes a meme of every single
she does.
Sissy shout out that we do.
She does.
And it's hysterical. It's amazing. You know why she does it? Because they're 110% accurate.
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 I know mine now.
All right, go ahead, Poodle.
My sissy shout out goes out to Chelsea Pizza.
Chelsea
or pizza.
Pizza. Oh, okay.
Or Chelsea Zizza.
Zizza.
That's some kind of hip-hop group I know nothing about.
Nothing about.
Zizza. It's Chelsea with Z. Chelsea with a Z, not Lisa with an S, because Lisa with an S goes...
Fuck me!
So, Chelsea, y'all. Chelsea Zizza. Chelsea Zizza.
Mm-hmm.
People don't know this. She is an amateur magician.
Oh.
Full on, like, you know when a lady is a magician and they have a little like tight little thing and they have, like, they have tails?
Like Xantana, the comic book character.
That's queer. Yes.
It's true.
Anyway, so she's like prancing around on stage, like making people disappear and come out of booths and like with rabbits and things like that. Mm-hmm. And the weirdest thing about like her magic show in general is that all of a sudden she's great at turning animals into other animals.
Okay.
Like there'll be a rabbit and she'll just touch its head. And then she'll put something over it, and all of a sudden it's like a donkey.
Oh!
But here's the thing: every time she turns a rabbit into something or another animal, it's got a huge motherfucking dick. So sometimes she'll take turtle,
Alyssa.
And it'll be a turtle with a huge cock. That is the common denominator.
How does it fit in its shell?
Even like mice. Even mice. Like she'll like the bunny will become something, and the mice has like a huge boner, the mouse does, and like the audience goes like ooh, but they're also slightly turned on. It's a whole thing with people who want to fuck animals, y'all. This is getting into a weird area.
Wow.
Anyway, she's also great at card tricks. So she's doing the card tricks. She can like through those cards like, and they can like cut through, they flip into the wall. But strangely enough, when she shuffles cards, she also shuffles cards, and the sound of it, like that ASMR, makes people randomly climax.
Oh.
See, Bundle y'all just got off. And then she goes home to, you know, she takes all the animals home, y'all. And she lives
this
in
a
big
lot of
dicks, a lot of animals with huge dicks.
Don't pull
and
over,
just,
y'all.
And
somebody
just,
again.
And they all just sit there and they all sing, oh, blah, dee, oh, blah, da, life goes on.
Hey, you got a big dick on.
They all sing that and they all have a great time. That's your sissy shout out, Chelsea Zazah.
Zazah? That was a good one.
Thank you.
That was a really good one.
You know what? good luck, Alyssa.
You know what? We've got our next.
You had all that time.
Yeah, our next sissy shout out is. You know what? I'm going to do.
Uh-oh.
This
I don't
is,
like the sound of this.
Well, the thing is, it's two A's. They're actually twins, and a lot of people don't know this.
Oh, my God.
It's. Ashley fucking Cheney and Allie Dorgan.
Okay.
And they're known as Ashley and Allie. And the thing is, it's interesting that you bring up magician, which is like a Las Vegas thing. They're not magicians at all. However, it reminded me when we were talking about Vegas earlier, they both play in the Celine Dion Orchestra.
Oh, what they play?
They play an oboe.
Okay.
Allie plays an oboe.
Okay.
And Ashley plays a flute.
Okay.
But here's the deal. Is a lot, they think they're playing in Celine Dion's, but in actually, they're in a women's prison, but they have two virtual reality headsets.
Oh!
So they're really just sucking some guard's dick and
thinking they're
playing an instrument.
This turned out really fun, and it's not as fun anymore.
Oh no, it is, because they love being in prison. They're not assassins.
That's strange.
They've never killed anybody, but they actually are money launderers.
Okay.
And what I mean by that is they actually keep stealing money just to wash it in laundromats. But
that's a federal crime.
It's a federal crime.
So, yeah.
And they keep
for that.
Doing it because they love prison so much, because all their friends are there.
Okay.
All their friends are there.
Caged heat.
Ashley, she runs a rugby group there in prison
that
she's really proud of.
And, fun girls.
And
fun
Allie
girls.
is she's a sex coach for scissoring, which is
very popular.
Very popular. In a woman's prison.
You got a lot of time to pass.
You always, they look exactly alike. Allie always wears red, and then Ashley always wears the same color of red, but she's colorblind. So she thinks it's fuchsia, but if you say it's red, Ashley will fucking knife you in prison.
Okay. I believe it.
And that's
lovely.
That's a sissy shout out, everybody.
That's the first twincest we've ever done.
Twincest that we've had.
Mm-hmm. Also, you know, seen in gay porn.
That's true. Somebody talked about that we should keep a list of who we do.
We need to do that.
If somebody wants to make a Google Drive Excel sheet that they keep track of and just share it with Jake and I.
I would love that.
I would love that.
We could go back, but
we don't have the time.
Yeah. Anyway, y'all,
let us know.
That's our show.
That was our show.
And this has been a long one, but this is the start of a new season, y'all. Y'all, we got, again, we will remind you about Love is Blind. The first two episodes are going to drop Tuesday night. They will have already dropped.
Tuesday night they're going to drop. And but then they'll
drop Tuesday night, February 25th.
I think. I don't know. This happens on Monday. So it's going to drop on Tuesday night, and then y'all are going to get a lot. You're getting Monday night, Tuesday night, Love is Blind. And the first two episodes
first
are free.
And then all the others are going to drop on our Patreon.
All the others are going to be on the Patreon. And then Patreon drops Thursday of Before the 90 Days.
Season two.
And then you've got us Friday for a live Discord.
Oh, my God.
Which we swear we're going to figure out. I'm very scared.
You can blame me for wanting to do the Discord because I think I just wanted to interact with you.
You know, Jackie is like grabbing her head going, fuck, I'm going to have to deal with this.
Anyway.
She's scared.
Y'all, get ready. It's going to be a whole week
of us. Find us on our, I think it's going to be a good season, actually. Don't you? Just get excited for once.
No.
If it's not a dick slapping you in the face, you can't smile.
I like to tamp down expectations. Y'all, I'm a realist. You know me.
Yeah. But yet a hopeless romantic.
I am a hopeless romantic.
Anyway, y'all.
Just with not straight people.
You can find the rest of our shows at sissythattalk.com. We've got Riverdale. We just found out this week that Southern Charm begins taping.
So Sweet Tea will probably be in around maybe 3 or 4 months, I guess.
Probably fall. Hopefully they're back by fall.
Maybe,
that's going to be going.
Maybe August, September.
Yeah, so check out all of our shows. You can go to our merch store. Get your big titty merch now. We got
ooh,
it.
Ooh, titty merch.
Poodle, what makes you the happiest?
A review. I do love a review. I will say there was a great one-star review recently that just said, disgusting pigs. And I must say, she's not wrong.
She's
not wrong.
We can't be mad.
Y'all, I'm fine. There are people who don't like us. I'm fine with it.
You know what? We even had...
We're not for everybody.
We're not for everybody. We are for Fabby 2010, because Fabby 2010 gets us 5 stars with the title Keep Going Queens. And says, one of the funniest podcasts. This is funny. My coworkers thought I was choking and about to pass out, but I was using my hair to hide the fact that I had AirPods in.
Y'all,
I got caught.
Be careful. Be careful, because someone will try to give you the Heimlich if you're listening to Danny
DeGaze.
Don't
let Pam fire you in HR for
She's already watching you.
She's already watching.
I know this. She gave you that Christmas stuffed animal that's sitting on your desk.
Uh-huh.
That's got a nanny cam in it.
That just makes me, y'all, we appreciate your support so much. This show's grown so very much. We appreciate our gatrons.
Our gatrons.
On our Patreon.
And all of our listeners. And y'all join our Sissy Squad, our Facebook group.
And we have fun there. And I have to say, Instagram is at 90 Day Gays and Twitter. We just love doing this. We have so much fun with this whore beside me. We're very excited to keep going.
You're tolerable. That's all you're going to get tonight.
It's true, y'all. We call these people lonely hearts, though, because aren't we all just lonely hearts?
Yes. And if you find yourself wanting to get a 90 Day Fiancé, call us.
Poodle, I need to talk to you about something that happened at our New York live show.
the lighting designer said it was his first time and that his wife didn't care.
No, Poodle. It's just that people are talking about your outfit from the show.
Oh, yes. My corset that I bought online that was specially made for my body. It accentuated my creamy shoulders and gave me a waist cinched for the gods.
Well, also, I don't know how to say this, but some sissies said their male husbands noticed your...
caboose? Men flock to my posterior. It makes sense.
No, the other side. They noticed your junk.
Oh, my.
And apparently there was some jealousy. I can't believe I'm talking about this. But some men said you looked very junk forward, and some male sissies in the audience were a little jealous.
Well, they should be. I bring the heat. Well, if I'm honest, Maddie, I've got a little secret.
Oh, I know you banged the guy that organizes your building's trash bins.
How dare you mention Orlando? I can neither confirm nor deny. No, Maddie, I mean, those male sissies don't need to be jealous at all. Well, maybe a little jealous. But they, too, can be junk-forward like me. My secret is that I wear the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies.
The contoured pouch and ball caddy?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy. Not only is MeUndies underwear comfortable and breathable, but it also makes my junk look huge!
MeUndies, who knew?
Yes, and MeUndies has looks for all types of people. From all black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small through 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
Oh, and I do know that MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Their lounge collection is incredible, featuring joggers, hoodies, and onesies, and more. And it is unmatched comfort because MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
Well, not only are they cozy, but MeUndies uses sustainably sourced materials and works with partners that care for their workers. And if you're not happy with your first pair of MeUndies, it's on MeUndies.
Well, Poods, now that I'm living the single life like Nuttley, I need to advertise. I'm getting some MeUndies.
I don't want to hear about your sex life on the podcast. Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order, plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/realitygaze.
That's MeUndies.com/realitygaze for 20% off, plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.